If it's all right, nobody's raised what I think is the biggest objection to the contingency argument. So if it's all right, maybe I'll just kind of share my slide and see what you think of that. And then if that's all right, I don't want to end the night without responding to what I think is the biggest objection to the contingency argument. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure. Okay, perfect. So what I think the biggest critique of it, and I believe it's, can't remember his name. He was in like Days of Our Lives. Scott Clifton. Scott Clifton brought this up in his debate, I guess you call it a debate, his discussion with Josh Rasmussen. And that's the claim that, well, if the principle of sufficient reason says that everything that exists has an explanation for its existence, and you want to say that God exists, well, then what's the explanation for God's existence? And so, you know, and if you want to say that, well, God is a brute fact, well, then you're admitting brute facts. And so if you're admitting the, you know, God is a brute fact, then why can't I admit the universe is a brute fact? And so have you heard that sort of objection before?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So basically what I my response to that is just to say that that necessity is a sort of explanation. You know, if it's impossible that a thing could not be, that is a sort of explanation. And so I want to kind of use I'll use a mundane example to show why I think that. So let's say that I had a jar full of green marbles, and I got a slide up in the speaker's whiteboard for it. So let's say I have a jar full of green marbles. And now we know that jars full of green marbles are not necessary. And so it can't be the existence of the jar that I'm going to use the example for. And so instead we'll just say, that there's like a necessary result. And so given that I have this jar full of green and only green marbles, if I draw a marble from it, I'll draw a green marble. Seems like a necessary result from that sort of an operation. So then what would be the explanation for why the marble's green? Well, you could give different answers, different responses to that. You could say the only color is green that's in the jar, or there are no other colors that are in the jar. But these would all be very various different versions of the response. Green is the only possibility. That's essentially what you're saying, is green is the only possible outcome. And so then the question is like, all right, well, is the color of the marble, is it unexplained? Is it brute that it's a green marble that I drew? Well, no, we wouldn't say that. We'd say it is explained, and I've given the explanation. And the explanation is that it's the only color that could have been drawn. And so here we see that saying that something is the only possible way it could be is an explanation. It's not brute. And so saying that the necessary being that exists, it could not fail to exist, again, that is an explanation for why it exists in sort of the same way. And so I don't think that God's existence violates the PSR. I think that it's consistent with it, just like our, you know, green colored marble. Does that seem to resonate with you, or what do you think of that sort of response?
I think the question of why doesn't it apply to God, and applying this analogy to the green marbles would be, why are there only green marbles in the jar in the first place?
Yeah, well, we know that marbles are contingent, and we know that if I have a jar full of green marbles, I could have filled it with some other color. And so naturally, like, I can't use an actual jar of marbles, right? Yeah. So that's why I have to use like a necessary result. I have to like make a scenario where I've got a necessary result in order to show how necessity is a sort of explanation.
Right, but so you're right that given that there are only green marbles in the jar, the result would be that we necessarily draw a green marble. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it's the fact that there are only green marbles in the jar is not necessary.
Well, that's correct. Yeah. And so that's not the part of the, that's not what's meant to be the analogy. Analogy is meant to say like, well, that we draw the green marble. Then the question is like, okay, well, given that, you know, those things, given that the jar of green marbles, is it explained or is it brute that we drew a green marble? Well, it seems like it's not brute. It seems like it is explained. It's explained in terms of the possibilities that were there, namely only green marbles. And so that's meant to be the analogy, is like, the result of drawing a marble from that jar is analogous to the existence of a being that cannot possibly fail to exist. The drawing of a color that couldn't possibly be some other color is analogous in that way. Not the existence of the jar, because again, marbles are contingent.
Right. What I'm wondering is, what would be the given in the God sense?
Well, there wouldn't be. I mean, God, you know, and so that's why, like, in my marble analogy, there is like a brute fact, and that's the brute fact, okay, of the existence of these marbles. But marbles are contingent. And so I can't use a mundane example that, because everything in our world, our whole planet is contingent. So obviously I can't point to anything on our planet and it be a necessary object. So I have to use something that's contingent and then make a scenario where I have a necessary result, I think is the best I can do for an analogy. But I still think the analogy works because we have a necessary result, and yet the necessity of the result is an explanation. And so it seems like in that sense, since we can see that at least in that scenario, necessity is an explanation, it's not brute, then it seems like we've got reason to think that necessity in the existence of God is an explanation, it's not brute. And that's really all that the slide's trying to show.
I would need to think about it. It seems to me that there's some error there, but I would need to think about it.
I give you this vague unease that I'm tricking you somehow.
Yeah. It's like with every kind of these arguments, like you have some uneasiness and you're looking for the problem, but you might not see it directly.
Well, that's the good thing about being a pseudo intellectual, is that I have pseudo good points. So
nice.
Thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, please like and subscribe. Please also look at the show notes in order to find a link to our group so that you can join our next discussion. I look forward to chatting with you.